Hello, book besties. Welcome to episode 17 of the Books and Mockers podcast. I'm Shai.
I'm Em.
Grab a drink, get cozy, let's talk books.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning. We've just said actually episode 17.
Where has the time gone?
Where has it gone? What a trip, what a journey.
I know. I know. I can't believe we're on episode 17. I mean, we've been going since September, October.
It was a couple of weeks before my birthday, so the beginning of October.
Yeah, and it's gone really, really fast.
It has. And really the evolution fast of the pod as well, I think, has been...
Yeah. Even if we think back to the first couple of episodes where we had so much trouble trying to record, because, one, we didn't have a clue what we were doing. We went into it completely blind. And I think, listen, if anyone is thinking about starting a podcast, one, I would absolutely advocate it because it's brilliant. We have such fun doing it. But no matter how much research you do, you're still not prepared. I think that's what we thought. We thought we did so much research. And in actual fact, we struggled those first few weeks.
But the thing is, we did do the most, we spent over a month, was it, preparing?
Yeah.
Looking into mics and headphones and systems and how we're going to edit and stuff. It was a shit show, that first episode, we'll be honest. It was...
I think thinking back, it did run through my mind that this just isn't going to happen. We're never going to get to the stage. And now it's become such a staple of our week that I can't imagine not doing it now.
I genuinely, if we miss an episode, for example, over the Christmas period, also, side note, sorry, I know that I say a lot in episodes. I'm working on it, people. Over the Christmas period, I felt so lost. And I got to a point where I was like, I just want to sit down and talk about books with my little podcast mic.
Well, that's the thing. Even over Christmas, we were obviously still talking. And both of us sort of kept saying, God, we really miss recording. So yeah, I can't believe it. Episode 17, here we are. So any bookish updates from you this week?
I am currently reading Bride by Ellie Hazelwood. It's her latest release and one of my most anticipated reads, actually. And I wanted to discuss something because at the beginning of the book, I wasn't really enjoying it. I've spoken about it in previous episodes where I've said that I'm very much in a romance era. I need a romance. Fantasy at the moment isn't working for me. So when I first started Bright, I was a little bit vampires, werewolves, it's a lot for me to try and understand. I can see now why they call it paranormal.
Okay.
It's not very fantasy based at all. You're very much still in the real world. Obviously, these people are creatures that aren't human. So that, I guess, is a fantasy element. But there's no world building at all. So I'm enjoying it now.
Okay. So at any point were you considering a DNF?
Yes, which is what I wanted to discuss also. I realized that I preach a lot and I don't practice what I preach because I run around telling everyone, if you want to DNF the book, DNF the book. I'm not comfortable physically or emotionally DNFing anything because I get scared that I'm missing out. It's like FOMO with a book. I get scared that I'm going to miss out on something. I'm so happy that I didn't DNF this book because the turnaround and the angst and the tension, we all know Ellie Hazelwood does it so well and it's building and I can see it brewing. I'm so excited for it.
Do you know, that's so interesting you say that. And I'm really pleased that you've stuck with it because obviously the last Ellie Hazelwood we did, which was our last review, which was Check and Mate, it was her first young adult. We didn't love it. So I was a little bit concerned with you going into Bride. When you'd said last week, it's a little bit different. I was hoping you would stick with it. And I'm really, really pleased that you have. And I'm glad you're enjoying it now. One thing I want to say on the DNF point, I feel the same in that you do almost get that FOMO of, oh my gosh, if I stop it now, am I going to miss something? And we spoke a couple of weeks ago about the fact that I DNF'd a book, first time in ages, which was Detained, the fourth Luna Mason Beneath the Mask series. And it's something, it keeps playing over in my mind. I stopped and DNF'd about 43%. And I keep thinking in my head, what happened next? We still had more than half the book to go. And it's starting to really, it's becoming a bigger part of my mind of just go back and finish it. And it's difficult because it takes a lot for me to actually DNF a book, because you're right, it's that whole FOMO thing. And I am reconsidering going back to Detained, which I always thought I might do at some point. I didn't think it would be this quickly. But I'm so glad you're enjoying Bride. And it's, I have to say, with the fact that there's not a lot of world building, I may pick it up. It's something I'm definitely considering.
I think you should go back to, sorry, just to double back on you, I think you should go back to Detained. I think give it another couple of chapters.
The thing is, I was speaking to someone online about Detained, and they also really didn't enjoy it, but they did finish the book. She did say, you know, there were other things that happened in it. I don't think she realized she was giving me spoilers. She was just sort of saying, oh, this happens. And I thought, oh, I didn't get to this part yet. Yes, it's definitely something I'm thinking about.
It's the beauty of books, though. Things can turn around so quickly. You could just be a chapter away from it taking a turn, and that's the scary thing about DNFing.
Absolutely.
Maybe we should review our goals, or not our goals, what are they called? Our New Year's resolutions for reading, because one of mine was to start DNFing books I'm not enjoying. Maybe I should take that off.
I mean, I think if you, for me, if I'm going to DNF a book, it needs to be maybe within the first quarter of the book, because I got to 43%. I did decide to DNF, but in actual fact, if you're almost halfway, just continue, push on through and see what happens.
100%. Do you have any exciting bookish updates that you could share this week?
I have a few, actually. So first of all, I have been seeing online, and actually my husband sent me a link to something he'd seen. Aldi, if you're in the UK, Aldi apparently have BookTok books for sale for £2.99. I've seen two books which I really want. One is Love on the Brain by Ali Hazelwood, which I've had my eye on for a little while after we did the review of Love Hypothesis, and I loved that. I wanted to get Love on the Brain. So I've seen that's one of the books. The other one is, I believe, the first in the Twisted series by Anna Huang. This is another series that I've really had my eye on. I hadn't made a decision over whether I wanted to read it or not. They are on Kindle Unlimited, all four of the books, but I'm thinking, so I'm going to head to Aldi this afternoon, see if I can find them. Keep an eye on our Instagram, because I am going to do a sort of mini vlog to find if they are there. So keep an eye over on Instagram.
And TikTok.
And TikTok. Sorry, TikTok was more actually what I meant to say.
Yes, I thought so.
On TikTok. It's more likely to be on TikTok than Instagram. Yes, I'm going to go and see if they are there. And I will also vlog other books that are there. So fingers crossed. So that is my first update.
I'm very excited about that. How much did you say they were? £2.50?
£2.99, I think.
Still amazing. Still absolutely amazing. I'm loving life at the moment, because now that I'm in the fantasy era, all of these books that I... So for example, The Works, I went onto The Works yesterday and I'm like, oh my God, I actually want to read some romances. So this is perfect for me. I can get a cheap romance book. I'm loving it. I'm going to Aldi. Oh, we should FaceTime. We're at like different ends of the country. So our only means of contact is FaceTime. Well, I'll FaceTime Craig and he can just hold me there so that I can see.
Yeah, we'll definitely work something out. But yeah, I mean, £2.99 for these books. So the Twisted series, I'm sure they're £6 each in The Works, which is the cheapest I've seen them. But as I say, I hadn't made a final decision on them, which is why I haven't bought them yet. But I mean, if we can get one of the books for £2.99, I mean, that's crazy. But I have to say, going to your point on The Works, yeah, if you're looking for romance, The Works is absolutely the place to go. And actually, in their three for £6, so I mean literally £2 a book, there are, well, I mean, the whole Chestnut Spring series is in their three for £6 deal. And yeah, they have some phenomenal books. And a lot of their other ones, even if they're not in the three for £6, you'll see them at maybe £4, £5, £6. I mean, even I think Fourth Wing and Iron Flame are only £10 and £11.
Yes, and they've actually got them both. When I checked yesterday, they've got both as like you can buy them together. I think it's like £21. And in Waterstones, because my dumb ass went to Waterstones for them, And I paid £21 for each of them separately. Yeah. So yeah, definitely, definitely check out the works as well, guys.
Yeah. But no, so Aldi is where I'm heading this afternoon to see if these books are in and what they have. I mean, I know that Aldi, I think Lidl have done it before as well, where they've had sort of popular books on sale, but I've never seen, you know, books as sort of popular as a Twisted series or Ali Hazelwood. So yeah, I'm really excited about it. Really excited.
It's gonna be a good time.
Yeah. So my second update is that last night, so I'm signed up for Becca Mack's newsletter. So she does the Playing for Keep series. It's a hockey series, one of my absolute favorite series. It's actually the series that got me into sports romance. And yeah, she sent out a newsletter last night with some bonus chapters for all three of her books. I did stay up very late reading them. This is the only problem when newsletters come through from abroad, because they hit my inbox very late at night, and me and my lack of self-control cannot wait until the next day. So I did end up reading bonus chapters last night, but she also, her fourth book in the Playing for Keep series, Fall With Me, she has a release date. She hasn't announced it yet. I'm hoping for this year, but she did say the cover is going to be revealed next week in the newsletter. So I am very, very excited for that. I think if you've read Playing for Keeps or you follow Becca Mack at all, she's just recently in the last kind of few months released new covers, which is actually the covers that I have, the physical copies of the books. So I'm very excited to see Fall With Me. So that was my second update.
They are beautiful covers, actually. I know that I said to you yesterday that I wanted to now read some of the Becca Mack books, and you don't want me to because you don't want me to ruin the books for you.
Do you know, the thing is, my favourite book is Play With Me, which is the second book. It's Garrett and Jenny's story. I absolutely love it. It's a brilliant book. And actually, when I read their bonus chapter last night, I did cry. I mean, it's a given that I will cry a lot of books anyway. But the thing is, the first book in the series, Consider Me, which is Carter and Ollie's story, it's again a great book. I mean, Carter is a reformed playboy, complete golden retriever, absolutely obsessed with Ollie. In their bonus chapters last night, it actually made me like the book a little less, because it reminded me of how it was very insta-love. And I think when I think about Play With Me and then compare it to Consider Me, I definitely feel Consider Me is further down the line for me, right? Kind of further down my list of books that I enjoy. I mean, it's still a great book, but yeah, I think my concern with you reading them is, yeah, I don't want you to hate them.
Can we make a deal then?
Mm.
If I don't like them, I won't say a word.
Your silence would speak volumes. No, do you know what? At the end of the day, you do not read sports romance. So if I can convince you to read sports romance, I'm all here for it, because I will sit and talk about sports romance all day long. So do you know, 100%, I would say everybody, if they like sports romance even a little bit, or even if they think that they, you know, they want to try it, I would absolutely recommend the Playing for Keep series. So yeah, 100% go for it. I think with the first book and the last book, Unravel Me, I love them, but they're far from my favorites. So you could pretty much say what you want. I have my own feelings about those books. Play With Me has my whole heart. That one would hurt me if you didn't like it.
What I'll do is I will secretly read them. So I won't tell you what I'm reading. I won't tell you that I'm reading them. And then if I don't like it, you'll just never know that I read it and that I didn't like it. And if I do, it'll be like a nice surprise. But I liked Icebreaker. Maybe I'll like it.
You shocked me with Icebreaker. You
I
really
was so
did.
Obsessed.
Yeah, I never in a million years thought you were going to have the reaction to Icebreaker that you did. I thought you would read it. I thought you would enjoy it, because genuinely, it's a very good book. I had no idea how much you would love it. And so that does give me confidence that you would enjoy Playing for Keeps.
Yeah, have a little faith.
I do. I definitely do. So third up, I don't think anybody, if they've listened to our last few episodes, I don't think anybody will be shocked. I'm about to jump back in to Magnolia Parks. We obviously have the release of the Third Magnolia Parks and BJ book coming out. Oh my gosh, in like 3 days. I'm so excited.
I know.
Jessa Hastings actually did a Q&A on Instagram. I wanted to go through just some of the questions and the answers that she gave and just have a bit of a chat about them because some of them actually kind of shocked me. So I did want to go through just a few of them. So if you did see her Q&A on Instagram, these might not be in order because I did screenshot them. So it may not be in the order that she did them, but it was all in the same section of Q&A that she did. So the first one was someone had said, did you ever plan another ending for BJ and Magnolia? Jess said, my original intent, which was several iterations ago, was that Magnolia would choose to be with a character that no longer exists called Addie, who was replaced by Tom. So I'm guessing this is Tom England that she's referring to. But no matter what I did, she just kept going back to BJ. It wasn't ever by my choice. It was just this strange and pull that they had that wasn't something I was doing. By the time Tom actualized, I knew that they were what they were. So I think you and I have had, we've got slightly different thoughts on this, don't we?
Yeah, I don't think that Magnolia ends up with BJ. I say this, but then again, all of my Iron Flame and Fourth Wind predictions were wrong. So, what does my word mean anyway? But I don't think they will.
Do you know, I want you to be wrong on this only because I'm such a lover and a sucker for Magnolia and BJ together that I've taken that as that's it, they're going to end up together. As we've mentioned before, Jessa hasn't actually ended a series yet. Never and Magnolia Parks are still both, you know, in the middle. So we don't actually know how she ends series. So I think that was a really interesting one. But then I think Jessa is very clever in the way that she answers questions and that she doesn't really give an answer. You know, she's not definitive. So another one, which we've spoken before about Never and how beautiful the cover is. And someone actually asked her, is Peter running to Daphne in the Never cover or Jameson? I thought Peter was flying. And she said, Peter's in the sky, Daphne's watching him, and Jameson's running after her with an upside down smiley face and a broken heart.
Right. So then we had a little look at the cover because we thought, what the hell? We didn't even pick up on any of this. I would like to think that because Jameson, now this is only for Never One, obviously, because Jameson's running after her, that that would mean that maybe there's a future for them in the next book. But then I thought that would make more sense if Daphne was also facing him. I think that we're just going to get more of her running after Peter and Jameson running after her, and we're never actually going to get the ending that we want. It's like a GCSE like history class. You know, when they give you photos and like analyze this, what's going on? That's how I feel.
Yeah, absolutely. I think, yeah, her Never series, which we didn't realize was going to be a series, really intrigues me. And I think, but again, this is what I love about Jessa is her writing. We've spoken about it's beautiful, it's very poetic, but apparently so are her covers. So, you know, I think she's a very intriguing writer. So another one, this sort of broke both our hearts, actually. Is Daisy Hates 3 in the works yet? And Jessa has responded, I know what happens in Daisy 3 and Daisy 4, but they're not close to being written yet.
I have never loved and disliked a person as much as I love and dislike Jessa Hastings. I'm not going to lie to you. It almost scares me, and I don't want to read the next Magnolia Parks book because I know that I'm going to have a massive, probably like a year-long gap, if not more. I can't be dealing with that.
I know. I think because another one of the questions and answer, I don't actually have the screenshot, but she did say that before she even starts the series, she knows what's happening. She knows the endings. And I think just the fact that she has this knowledge and is not sharing it with us, yeah, I think you're right. I think we're going to have, well, I mean, Never's only being written at the minute. So we still have to go through the writing, the editing, the publishing process before we even get Never. And then we have the same process again for Daisy 3 and then Daisy 4. And I think knowing how she's ended the first four Magnolia Parks books, I can only see the fifth one also ending in a massive cliffhanger. And yeah, to have to wait for potentially a year or longer.
Yeah, and she mention something about it's the end of Magnolia and BJ's story? I mean, you took that as it's just the ending of them. I think that we're going to get more Magnolia in the next two Daisy books, but it's going to be the end of Magnolia and BJ. I think there's reason behind her words there.
Yeah, I think, I mean, when I say a massive cliffhanger, I mean for the Julian, Daisy, Christian portion, because we know that they have also been featured quite heavily, you know, in Magnolia and BJ's books. So yeah, I think you're right. I think Magnolia and BJ's story will end, whether that's happily or otherwise. But you're right, I think there's going to be an open ending for Magnolia to feature in the final two Daisy books.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because she's a massive part of Julian's story. You have to remember that. Like, even with her and BJ's story, that's huge. But she's a massive, massive part of Julian's story. And even Christian's. So
100%. And I think, I mean, you have your own theories about that, which we'll not get into right now because I think we'd be here all day. But yeah, I can see an open ending for Magnolia to feature in the final two books. So another one that she had asked, let me just find it here. So someone has said, did you ever expect Julian to be so liked and almost preferred over BJ? Now, I think this one's really interesting, especially because you're obsessed with Julian and I've sort of gone like the BJ side of it. So Jess has said, Julian is really likable. I know that. So I wasn't surprised when people liked him. I was surprised that there's a sect of readers that seem to genuinely believe a single act of infidelity is less forgivable than being a murderer. I have concluded at this point someone's preference for either boy seems often to be age-based. I've noticed most of the fervour for Julian and consequent hate for BJ comes from people who tend to be on the younger side of things. Now, that's interesting because you're younger than I am. So that sort of goes with that. Now, she has also said, it is tiring for me and sometimes hurtful how entitled readers can be, as though I wrote the book for them specifically. I can understand and appreciate being displeased over something. I can even empathize that if the book was about them, that they'd pick Julian. But the book isn't about them. None of it's about them. The book isn't about them, nor is it for them. And while I'm grateful to them for caring at such wild depth about my characters, I'd be so delighted to never receive another message again from someone's Insta telling me I made a mistake and she's with the wrong boy. But so your question, yeah, I expected him to be liked. I sort of thought he'd have to work harder to get back in people's good graces after how he leaves things with Daisy in Daisy Hates One. But I actually genuinely just don't understand the psychology around Julian and why murder is okay, but fidelity is the cardinal sin. I find that really interesting. So she's obviously alluding there to the fact that Magnolia had such a hard time forgiving BJ for him cheating on her. But Julian goes around murdering people and that seems to be okay. But then my thought on that is, I just don't think Magnolia believes any of this is happening. She lives in her little bubble. And we even see it in the books where she says, no, Julian would never do things like that.
Yeah, she doesn't know. That's the difference. I think when Jessa says that she's addressing the readers more than Magnolia, I just want to say something. You and I have the same opinion on the whole cheating topic. So I think that we agree on that. So I don't think that that's why I prefer Julian over BJ. I'll lay that out there.
No.
I just cannot stand BJ's character. I think, cheating aside, I can get over that. Don't really care. I think he's just quite spoiled and bratty and entitled and self-destructive. Now, I think that Julian has some more preferable traits over those traits. Personally, Jessa, thank you for your shade.
Do you know what the thing is though? Yeah, one thing though I love about Jessa, and this is something that I've seen in a few when she's done sort of Q&As and things, she is so defensive of her characters, which I mean, I love, and she should be. She absolutely should be. But yeah, I absolutely love it. But no, you're right. I mean, I think everyone has their preferences. I genuinely love Julian as a character. I really do. I just prefer BJ. And you're right. BJ is all of those things. There's something that draws me towards BJ. And I think it is just his protectiveness and his absolute love and adoration for Magnolia.
I have to say, I don't think it's that. I think people like the idea of being able to fix BJ Ballantyne. I don't think it has anything to do with his love for Magnolia. I genuinely don't, because you don't continue to hurt someone that you love in that way. And he continues to do it repeatedly every other chapter.
They do it to each other, though.
That's fine. But yeah, they do do it to each other. I'm not saying that either of them are right, but I personally think that the attraction to BJ is the whole I can fix him thing. And I stand by that.
Quite possibly. Quite possibly. So final Q&A I want to go over. And this is quite a funny one, actually. So it's, make sure you put the explicit warning on for this one. So someone had said, fuck, marry, kill with the full box set edition. So she said, I'm going to sleep with Christian 100%. We all saw the tape. I'm in for a good time. I'm going to marry BJ and I'm going to kill Julian because y'all got on my nerves in my DMs and should remember that I can kill Julian if I want to. So fuck around and find out. Now, for me, again, she's throwing a bit of shade here at the readers, but she's also making a reminder that as much as Magnolia and BJ's story might be finished, Daisy, Christian, Julian's is not. And let's face it, she knows how it ends. It's her mind. She can change it. And I think it's interesting that she said that.
She ain't going to kill Julian.
I mean, so let's just, but I mean, I think you'd probably do the same one. Fuck, marry, kill, Christian, Julian, BJ. Where are you going?
All right. Okay. So I would fuck Julian. I'm marrying Christian and I'm killing BJ.
Really?
Hmm.
Okay. Okay.
As much as I love Julian and I stand by him and I think he's the better choice, I personally wouldn't want to be married to him. I prefer the traits that Christian has.
In a husband.
In a husband, yeah.
Okay. Okay.
We all know what you're doing.
So I'm gonna fuck Christian, I'm gonna marry BJ, I'm gonna kill Julian. Which, to be fair, doesn't sit right with me, because I do want to keep Julian around. I don't want to kill him off. And actually, genuinely, I would be devastated if she killed Julian, because I think the character is absolutely integral to the story. And I sort of love that light and dark shades of him. I love the fact that he does have the softness with Daisy and Magnolia. I mean, he's an incredible brother. I don't think there's any question in that. And I think, actually, I know neither of us have said that we'd marry him. I think he'd be an adoring husband. I genuinely do.
Yeah.
You know, I think ultimate protection, almost to the point where he could be a little bit overbearing and a little bit suffocating, just from a protection point of view. But yeah, I would genuinely be devastated if she killed him off. But yeah, it was a really interesting Q&A, and I love when authors do this, because it does give such an insight into their thoughts and where they are with their books and their characters. But yeah, I just wanted to go over some of those.
Yeah, that was fun.
It was.
So I think that's us done for this week. Next week will be our last time harping on about Magnolia Parks. I'm sure people will be pleased to hear, because the last four episodes have been us absolutely obsessing.
Yeah, I mean, I think that was always going to happen. In the sort of final weeks leading up to the release, I think we were always going to, you know, have chats about it. But yeah, you're right. I think next week we will have the book in our hands. I'm definitely going to start reading it when it arrives. I know you weren't too sure what you were going to do. But yeah, I'm going to give my initial thoughts on the book. I don't think I'll have it finished, because it's a hefty book, this one. But I will be giving my initial thoughts. And then, yes, I'm going to stop banging on about it. And yeah, we've actually got a really interesting topic to discuss next week, which I'm very excited about that conversation. But yeah, hope you enjoyed it. Don't forget to come over to our Instagram and TikTok, both handles at Books and Mockers Pod. And we will see you next week.
Yep, speak to you guys next week. Bye.
Bye.